With an alarming rise in the number of young people getting colon cancer, a group of medical experts is recommending that screenings start at the age of 45 instead of 50. Each year, nearly 137,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with the disease. More than 53,000 are likely to die from it this year. Nicholas St. Fleur is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. He joins us now on Skype. And Nick, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force was particularly concerned about the rise in colon cancer in young Black men. Tell me more about the recommendation to start screening at 45.
Most of the reasons why they are suggesting pushing the age down to 45 has to do with the research that they've looked at. And what they have found is that in 2016, they were noticing in people who were 45 a similar incidence of colorectal cancer as they saw in people who were 50 in the year 1992. So if you have people, you know, in 2016 who are 45, so younger than people who were 50 in 1992, and they're showing the same incidence, that shows that colorectal cancer is appearing more often in people who are younger. And although these are new recommendations from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, another organization, the U.S. Multi-Society Task Force on Colorectal Screening, had a recommendation since 2017 that Black adults should get screened for colorectal cancer beginning at the age of 45.
Do doctors know why younger people are getting sick with this disease?
They do not know yet the reason why. There have been studies maybe looking to tie it into, you know, diets, but there is a lot of research investigating it, especially in racial and ethnic minority groups.
So this recommendation from this task force could affect how insurance companies handle these claims. Some already allow for screening to begin at the age of 45, but what about for those who are younger than 45? Because in theory, they still wouldn't know if they have colon cancer until it's too late.
If there's one thing that the gastroenterologists that I'm speaking to are really hammering home is that this is not just an old person's disease. This is something that is affecting younger people. According to the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, from my understanding, the ACA will cover anyone who is looking to get screening who is over the age of 50. This would lower that age to 45. Now, one thing I want to mention is that there are different types of screening. The most famous are colonoscopies. The others are stool tests. And what I'm hearing from talking to gastroenterologists is that stool tests should be encouraged more. Those are easier to do, and you can send those to people. They send you back their stool, and it tests for whether it be blood in the sample or it tests for cancer DNA in the sample. Physicians I've spoken to, they're really trying to push those, especially amongst younger people. But I do not know when it comes to health insurance coverage, how that works right now. And the big take-home message here is the best screening is the screening that you do.
That's Nicholas St. Fleur with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Nick, thanks for your time. Do appreciate it.
You take care.